Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Okay. Because Tupac had an Aries moon, and the opposite of Aries is Libra. And Libra is the scales, and it's the balance, and it rules relationships, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, one of my next favorite rappers is Ice Cube. I found a time chart on him. Ice Cube is a Gemini with a Cancer moon. He is also a Libra rising. What's interesting to me about a Libra rising is Libra is the scales of balance. One of the reasons he left the group NWA at the height of the popularity is because the money in the group was unfair and unequal. Another thing about Ice Cube is his Sun and Mercury being in Gemini are in the ninth house. The ninth house is associated with the sign Sagittarius, which could be broadcasting and storytelling. Ice Cube is one of the best storytellers that has ever touched the microphone. He gets help from the moon and the sign that it rules. It helps him set and feel and set the right mood for the song. Two more things about him. First, his north node, what his soul really wants to do in this lifetime, is in Pisces, which can be film and photography. Even though he started from rap, his soul always wanted to tell stories on the big screen. The only thing is that Sagittarius energy likes to laugh. It's really interesting to me that if you're listening to Ice Cube's music, it's really on a serious tip. He's telling messages, you know, a vibe kind of like he's preaching. But when you watch his movies, he tries to make you laugh. Friday, Barbershop, Are We There Yet? I think all of his movies are some kind of comedy. Deuce, got any thoughts on Ice Cube?
You know, he's a lot like Pac in certain ways. You know, he was very confrontational. He didn't bite his tongue. You know, whatever he was thinking or feeling, that's what you was gonna get. You know what I mean? That's where you get fuck the police and bitch is a bitch and you know, gangster. I mean, he just had a way of kind of giving us what was going on, what we all were experiencing, but put it in a dramatic way. And he was, I mean, a lot of people see the Pac now, you know, and they think comedies and laughing and, you know, you see him smile now, but back in the day, you never saw Cube smile.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was like perpetually angry, you know what I mean? And that's one of the things about Cube that was so captivating was the fact that, you know, as a young black man in America, you know, from South Central LA, he was just so bold with some of the stuff that he was saying and some of the stuff that he was doing. You know, you look back on it now and you're like, damn, you know, it's amazing that a young 18, 19 year old had this type of perspective, you know, and he was able to put it into words to where not only we could feel it, but people who didn't live in our areas could feel it as well, you know.
What do you think about his storytelling?
He was, you know, one of the best to do it, you know, from his song about don't fuck with a bitch in the projects to, you know, and that was like one of his first rhymes, you know, or one of his first CDs, you know, and on and on and on.
Today was a good day.
Today was a good day. On every CD, he had a song, or at least two or three songs, really, where he told
Little Ghetto Boy
a story. Yeah,
who? Little Ghetto Boy.
That was Snoop.
Was it? What? Oh, Oh, you said Once Upon a Time in the Project. I think that's the one.
Once Upon a Time in the Project. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, he was one of the coldest storytellers to ever do it. Does that have something to do with his...
astrology?
Zodiac?
Yeah. That's why I was saying his even though he's a Gemini, his Gemini is... A lot of his Gemini planets are sitting in a storytelling house. And so that's why if you know a lot of his songs are the ones that he's solo, he's telling stories and it has themes and
sits in a house. What is a house?
Imagine a pizza cut in 12 slices. And each slice would be a house.
Okay.
So, and one of those, each slice of that pizza is an area. It focuses on a topic. It exudes a certain type of energy. So, like the third slice of pizza would be the communication slice of pizza. And so if your sun sign, if you got a whole bunch of planets sitting on the third slice of pizza, that means you eat a lot of, you know, your energy is focused on that third slice of pizza.
Communication.
But if you got, like, say your sun sign is in the seventh house, the seventh slice of pizza would represent relationships. And so that person would be focused on relationships and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Ninth house,
so what's the ninth house?
Higher learning, beliefs, school, philosophy. What was one of his movies he starred in?
Higher learning. I was just about to say that.
There you go. There you go.
Let me see your ID.
There you go. It's all, so this is energy. It's energy, man, and we represent energy, and people don't realize that you naturally do stuff that your energy says in your chart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody. By the way, Deuce knows nothing about astrology. All he knows is sun sign. So, a little bit, but you don't know anything about moon signs and Mercury and all that stuff. So, bear with us. So that's why he's asking me these questions. I have him on the show for his hip hop knowledge, not his astrology knowledge. is there any albums you like from Ice Cube?
Of course, the first N.W.A. album was damn near all Ice Cube, you know, and Ren, basically, you know. But
first solo album.
Let me see. Of course.
His first
solo album, America's Most Wanted, Lethal Injection, and Uncle Sam. What was that? Was it? It wasn't Uncle Sam's Curse. It was the one where he had the Uncle Sam on there with the toe tag on.
Oh, Kill That Will. Was that Kill That Will?
Nah, Kill That Will was the EP, but that was, you know, I mean, anything Cube did, I was down with it, you know what I'm saying? Until kind of like toward the end of his career, he kind of came with phony ass shit, but, you know, pretty much anything Cube did, I was a fan of.
One last question on Cube before we move on. Where do you put him on your, where is he on your list?
He's in my top 10. I don't have him in my 5. And I feel kind of guilty about that, you know what I mean? Because he's one of the coldest to ever do it. And he was a groundbreaking MC, you know what I mean? He did a lot of things that a lot of people were scared to do and didn't care about the consequences, you know what I mean? But it just as far as an MC, like, I don't have him in my top five, but he's definitely one of my top 10. And then, you know, if you, there's a separate list that might be like influence on the culture, and he would have to be in my top five just because of, you know, Fuck the Police was groundbreaking, you know what I mean? And the movies that he made and starred in were definitely influences on the culture economically and, you know, in film.
My last little bit about Ice Cube is I said he's a Libra rising. Libras like relationships, right? And Ice Cube is one of the best MCs to be in two super groups, West Side Connection and NWA.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to my next rapper.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.